Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. She's voice acting royalty. Tara Strong is one of the most famous voice actresses working today. One list of the most popular voice actors of all time as Tara number one. Numerous awards and nominations and so many well-known roles. Bubbles in the Powerpuff Girls, Rocky the Squirrel in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, Timmy Turner in The Fairly Odd Parents, Dill Pickles in Rugrats, Raven in Teen Titan, Melody in The Little Mermaid 2, the voice of Batgirl, Harley Quinn in DC Superhero Girls, and many more. And of course, the Emmy-nominated voice of the lead pony, Twilight Sparkle, in My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, back for its final season on Discovery Family. Also, an impressive career in TV, film, musical theaters, an acting career, by the way, that started at age 13. Tara Strong, the magical princess Twilight Sparkle on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, final season on Discovery Family, Saturday mornings, 11:30 Eastern Pacific, and Tara joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Tara, welcome to the program.
That was quite the intro.
And that only touched the surface of what you've done. I mean, when you look at your resume, it goes on for literally, it's a book. It goes on page after page of all these great voices and characters that you've played. After close to a decade, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic is in its ninth and final season. What are your thoughts, your emotions, as we all watch these final episodes with you?
Oh, I think it's pretty sad that it's coming to an end, but I also think it's been such a great run and it's been such an extraordinary show with this unbelievable fandom that just translates to every single country.
Exactly.
People all over
yes.
the world love this show regardless of age or gender or backgrounds, and it's just been such an amazing ride, so I'm very, very grateful for it.
Is that what's really magical for you? I know you get out in the conventions and you actually see these fans. You've mobilized these fans to raise money for various organizations of animals, anti-bullying, childhood cancer, that type of thing. These fans are really special, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have almost 400,000 Twitter followers and you say, hey, everybody donate a dollar to this kid with cancer, even if half your fans do, that's pretty fantastic. So I like using social media to raise awareness for various causes and as well as just to connect with one-on-one with fans that sort of need someone to talk to or need a little encouragement. And cons and social media have been very rewarding for that part of my career that maybe my predecessors never had.
This final season is really special. In fact, leading up to the final season was really special. Talk about as we watch the legendary moments unfold before we got to the final season. Ponypalooza, I mean, we've got all these great memories from the past decade. What was that like for you as you were watching this?
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, it gets emotional, like when Twilight first got her wings. I remember being pretty emotional about that. So all these moments that are forever around for people to relive and watch with their kids and their grandkids, it feels pretty special. And, you know, I don't always get to watch the show, but when I do, I'm always like, oh, I see why people love it so much. It's pretty special. And the colors are beautiful, and the songs are beautiful, and the storylines are extraordinary, and it's just such an amazing show to be a part of.
Let's talk about this final season. A lot going on in the final season. For one, you got some fan favorites coming back. Talk about that. Some of the familiar voices from the past will be back for the final season.
Yes, we have Patton Oswalt coming back, and we have Weird Al coming back. And the 200th episode is myself in shining armor having this sort of epic battle, sibling rivalry episode. And it's going to be an amazing last season, I think.
You mentioned the music, original songs in the final season as well, some new characters, even bigger adventure, really going out with a bang here. You're going to leave some lasting memories, I think, of this final season.
I hope so. That's definitely the goal.
What has this series, in particular Twilight Sparkle, meant to you? We talked about that before, where some of the lessons that you're talking about as you're voicing Twilight Sparkle, you've been able to apply to your life. As so many, I think that's what parents get out of that as well. It's a safe haven for the family to watch something. We all can learn something. What has this meant for you, the 200-plus episodes of being Twilight Sparkle?
Well, yeah, it's extraordinary to be a part of something that's really touching people's lives. And everyone sort of has one pony that they're drawn to because they recognize themselves in their personalities. And it's pretty special to be able to influence people to think about what other people are going through and be empathetic. And animation is such a wonderful place where the characters can be all different colors, come from all different regions and religions, and still all like each other regardless of what they look like. And it's an amazing place to teach inclusion and to teach lessons on how to deal with challenging situations. And I feel very fortunate to be a part of that and then hear it, you know, when I go to these cons or on social media, that it meant so much to me to have Twilight to lean on, or she inspired me to read more books or whatever.
Yes.
It is. You know, it's really nice.
We got about a minute or so left in the program. I read once when you said you really become these characters, and you're talking about with some emotion, Twilight Sparkle with the Wings and that. You really do become these characters, and I think that some of these characters will stay with you forever, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, once I create a character, they definitely live up in my brain, and they come down when it's their turn to play. So I could still tap into any voice I've done, you know, with the snap of a finger, because they are these characters that sort of live on once you create them.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to take about a minute here at the end of the program. How long does it take to find the appropriate voice? Like I said, once you get it, that's the voice. For example, Twilight Sparkle, how long did that take for you to come up with what you felt was, okay, this is the appropriate voice for this particular character?
Well, with Twilight, Lauren Faust, who I met on Powerpuff Girls, actually came to my home, and she had all these drawings of Equestria and the ponies, and she said, would you help me with this sort of 3-minute pitch presentation? And she had me do Twilight, Pinkie Pie, and one other pony, and she thought for sure I was going to be Pinkie Pie because she was sort of based off Bubbles and really hyper and high energy, and she said as soon as she heard my Twilight, she knew that was it, so it was sort of meant to be. And, you know, whenever you get an audition, they'll give you a drawing of the character and a brief character description, and sometimes they'll give you a Bible of the world so that you know where they're interacting, and then you as the actor have to sort of try and imagine what the creative team is looking for. And so Twilight's one of those things that just sort of fell into place automatically, and she knew right away when she heard it, like, that's my Twilight.
You know, it's interesting, the mental part of the job as well as just the voice. Our guest on the program, Tara Strong, one of the most famous voice actresses working today, the voice of Twilight Sparkle. Final season of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Saturday mornings, 11:30 Eastern Pacific on Discovery Family. Tara, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me. You are wonderful.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.